All right, Geek Radio Daily for this Monday, February the 11th, 2008. Coming at you like a fat guy aiming for that last piece of pizza. That there doing the board running honors as always. Mr. Billy Flynn.
Please, no gang signs. No, throw it up. I'm kidding.
And I am, as always, your beloved host, the Vicar.
Now, I haven't always been a vicar.
Do you have to, like, take a correspondence course to be a vicar?
I believe so. Now, you know, I don't know. I'm not even entirely certain what a vicar is. See, for all of our foreign listeners, here in America, we don't have vicars.
Well, we do. We just don't call them vicars.
Well, okay, I know. But we don't use the term, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
We don't use the term, do we? Like bullocks.
No,
we don't say that.
In fact, here, a vicar could be someone that, you know, treats animals badly.
I don't know. At any rate,
Michael
that's who
Vick.
I am. That's
see.
What they call
it. Okay.
Oh,
see,
I get it.
It was thoughtful. You had to think about it.
Now I see where
you're
going.
I didn't mean
with
to
that.
Make you work on a Monday.
It's all right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to be
right.
Okay?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I had a good weekend. I'm happy. So I had a fine weekend, sir. Yeah.
Anything special and fantastic?
What did we do? I mean, yeah, I had a whole lot of churching on Sunday.
Ooh.
I'll tell you that. Holy cow. I went to...
covered your bases just
I went
in
to
case.
Sunday school. Yeah, like that's not too late for that. I went to Sunday school with my wife and then went to service. And then we had... Because my wife works at the church.
Okay.
She teaches at the church. And then that night, Sunday night, was a dinner for staffers... You know,
right.
Teaching staff at the church over at somebody's house where the food was killer and plenty of alcohol. It's Lutherans, so they don't mind drinking.
Blood, good.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not like my people, Southern Baptist, forget it, you know.
No, tolerance!
Can't have sex because it could lead to dancing.
But yet they believe you should be fruitful and multiply.
I don't know.
That's a fine line you got to be walking on a daily basis right
there. Yeah, I can't keep up.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Let's do it and think of cartoons or something.
Anyway,
that way we're not sinning.
I don't know where we're going with this.
I don't either.
But all righty then.
Sort of babbling.
Do you want to talk TV? I actually meant to contrast the church day with the other day, which was... Friday when we played Deadlands for a few hours.
Deadland days.
And then we went out drinking and did Jaeger bombs downtown, went to a couple clubs, checked out a brand new club downtown. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
God's happy about that.
All right, anyway, TV for tonight, kiddies. Brian Austin Green is a stranger, Billy.
Really?
But not the stranger, because that's when you sit on your hand until it falls asleep.
No, thank
that's
you.
The stranger.
Well, if you're watching that... Sorry, Brian Austin Green, just not my type.
All right, Fox Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles tonight.
Yeah.
Brian Austin Green is a stranger whose history is closely tied to her.
He's her own grandpa.
To Sarah. Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Good.
ABC tonight, Dance War!
Ah!
Gets you every time.
Good Lord Almighty, man.
Bruno versus Carrie Ann.
Bruno
is this Carrie Ann Moss?
No, it's not.
And Bruno Kirby? The late Bruno Kirby?
If it was the late Bruno Kirby and Carrie Ann Moss, you could not get me to stop watching.
That would rock. New Adventures of Old Christine, another brand new episode tonight. I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
CMT.
Country
I know
music
I don't usually go with
right?
country music television, but CMT Crossroads tonight, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Wow.
I would so watch that.
Yeah, that's...
That would be killer effing good, dude.
Right,
so that's tonight. On the USA Network, the 132nd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Yes, yes. Off, bark, bark.
I mentioned... What the hell was that?
Oh, the Westminster Kennel Club. Yes, off,
oh,
off.
I see. They're hoity-toity dog
yes, yes.
People.
All right. Yes.
Doggy style.
Yeah, dog.
Doggy
no.
style. People love that.
Yes, they
people
do.
People love the Kennel Club dog show.
You know what
show.
Else they love?
What?
Right after the dog show? WWE Monday Night Raw.
Raw, brother. So, well, I forgot I wanted to go back and forth
you did.
With this.
That's all right.
All right, so you do a couple.
Well, tonight on AMC, they're showing Troy, the Brad Pitt, Eric Bana, really long, boring, not that interesting sword and sandal epic. That's
I didn't see it. I admit I never saw that
Nobody
one.
Nobody did.
The Vicaress saw it. She liked it.
Bravo tonight has the 20 most outrageous Bravo moments, which, as you know, are all
fabulous.
Fabulous.
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, no, no.
Well, how
awesome.
About FX tonight? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, followed by The Punisher, the Thomas Jane Punisher.
That's kind of interesting. Discovery Channel tonight, The Ice Hotel, the Swedish hotel built from snow and ice. Apparently, they made a James Bond movie out of that whole premise.
I seem to remember that.
I
Spike TV is showing... Still the best of the, what's it called, Jack Ryan movies.
Okay.
Hunt for Red October,
Hunt for Red
baby.
October, that
damn
is the
right.
only one. Sci-Fi Channel showing a Marathon of Jericho starting from the very beginning for you to catch up on.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Okay. I admit, I'm not one of the people who sent in
the
what
letters?
Did they have them send? Popcorn or
popcorn,
something?
I don't remember.
What did they send? Wasn't there something, a campaign?
It wasn't Tabasco sauce. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know.
It was something weird. Tonight, though, more than likely, I say we're flipping over to Lifetime Television for women. Because tonight, a girl has trouble adjusting to her new stepfather. That's right. Elizabeth Perkins and Scott Bakula star in What Girls Learn.
Wow.
And those
wow.
Lifetime things are the most twisted, disturbing things I ever
read.
It
was already dirty to me before you even came up with the title.
Yeah.
So,
What
wow.
Girls Learn. She has to adjust to her stepfather.
She has to learn how to adjust Scott Bakula.
Ah. Full speed ahead.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
Trip, give me the engines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap. All right, can I go to the Geek Radio Daily mailbag?
Oh,
by the
certainly.
Way, I'm going to bitch about the fact that I want some more mail.
Yeah? Are you going to complain that you don't have any smoke signals yet? Or for right now, are you going to be happy to get digital
just
ones?
Email is fine. You know, podcast at geekradiodaily.com. That's all you need to do. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Tell us that you like us. You really, really like us.
You should tell us that. Otherwise, you know, you'll be
we want to get mail.
Zoloft. So.
Chris, where'd Chris go? I got Chris's email here somewhere. All right,
Chris
Captain
go?
Crunch.
Oh, Captain
no,
Crunch.
No, Captain Crunch wrote into us. Thank you. Hey, just to tell us that we're awesome.
Yay, we're
that
awesome.
We're soaked Woo! In awesomeness and gravy train.
You ever soak yourself in awesomeness and gravy train? You ever feel it
squishing between your toes? Anyway, what did he want to say? Okay, yeah, Chris says he thinks it would be cool to have a tabletop gaming releases segment on one of the days.
I think he's right.
Because we were debating about what to do on all of these days, and he gave us a good website, too. Great source for tabletop gaming news, the Avant Go feed for gamingreport.com, which I have here. I'm not going to put it on the show notes because we don't have show notes. Not really.
Well, we
have them, but
we could put
I'm
that
not going to go in and type in links. That's just too damn much work. Right, so that's a good recommendation. We're going to look at that because we are still trying to figure out what to do on all five of our Monday through Friday days here at geekradiodaily.com. So thank you, Mr. Chris. Thank you, Captain Crunch,
appreciate
for hooking
it.
Us up with that information. And we're going to come back in a minute. We've got news, our daily news, and being Monday, we're also going to talk about the weekend's box office takes right here on Geek Radio Daily.
Here at Nuketown Radioactive, we discuss science fiction and fantasy novels, review role-playing games and board games, and happily geek out over the latest Web 2.0 websites. But we also know what it's like to be geek parents, from dealing with whining kids...
Well, I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
To refereeing those inevitable family arguments.
No! Hey! No force fields!
Hey, yes. You started it!
To figuring out how to use the complexities of time travel to mitigate your own youthful indiscretions.
One other thing. If you guys ever have kids, and one of them, when he's 8 years old, accidentally sets fire to the living room rug, go easy on him.
We've dealt with it all, so stop by Nuketown Radioactive at www.nuketown.com/podcast to get your dose of life, liberty, and the pursuit of geekdom.
All right, Geek Radio Daily for Monday, February the 11th. That, by the way, Ken Newquist, good guy, met him at... Gen Con, I think, last year I met Ken. And Ken writes a column, in addition to his podcast as advertised there, writes a column every month for Knights of the Dinner Table.
So he's on top of things.
He's on top of things.
Wow.
Man. Ken's my boy.
Man, wonder how much Red Bull he has to drink for that.
Ken's my boy. Me and Ken like that.
Did you buy
what I'm saying?
Did you buy a new Red Bull this weekend?
I did. Paid. Yes, I did. I bought a new case.
Did you get the 70 case, or did you go for the economy 150?
I think it was just like 30 or something like that.
What?
The wife, well, she can't carry more than that.
Oh,
the Vicaress went and did the Costco run.
Oh, because you
all right.
could help.
Let's talk. I didn't go to the movies. I didn't see anything this weekend. I watched TV, so I don't know anything about the box office.
I didn't go to the movies this weekend either. I ended up playing a bunch of Tiger Woods golf with my dad.
Word.
So there you go. But for people that did go to the movies, the top five movies for over the weekend, Juno came in at number five, making...
Still got it on my laptop. I still need to watch the damn thing.
$7 million. It's been out 10 weeks, made $117 million. So yeah, it's probably getting some kind of love at the Oscars.
Hey, when are the Academy Awards? That's what I was going to ask
you. Oh, I don't know.
It's the end of February, but I don't remember. I think it's the last Sunday in February, isn't it?
Okay, then that would be the 24th,
which means I have almost no time to watch all these movies.
And
right.
you know, with our, I don't know if I should tip my hat and give it away. Some buddies of ours are thinking about doing a live streaming Academy Awards.
Oh,
really? Talk about
like
it
a
as
commentary?
It's going on. Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's the right. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll
in a
see.
Minute.
We'll
but
see
anyway,
what
all right.
Number four over the weekend, Jessica Alba in The Eye, which made $6.6 million. It's been out 2 weeks. It's made a total of 21.5. So, yeah, it dropped a lot of attendance from last
week.
Yeah,
the second
week.
Well, word of mouth is killing that thing.
That's because it's not that good.
Well, it's not good, right. It's a horror movie that came out in the first week of February or something. What, you know, you make your own decision. Not always true. Not always the case. But generally, yeah, January, February.
And you
come
needed
on.
A strong lead for this. And as, you know, cute as she may be, Jessica Alba, not really an actress.
Not the greatest actress in the
That's
world.
What,
what are you
sir.
Saying, Billy Flynn?
I'm saying she's not that good an actress.
Right.
Maybe you missed
it. Is this
that
another
part.
Remake of a Korean...
Yes, it is. Made off The Eye.
I didn't even know that. I just... felt that it probably...
Seen the original, saw it on the Independent Film Channel of all places.
Ooh,
thank you very much.
How hoity-toity.
Number three over the weekend, Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, Best of Both Worlds, which,
really?
According to Kevin Smith, is a different type of film entirely. It made $10.5 million. It's been out 2 weeks, made a total so far of $53.4 million. So again, people are getting a little tired because it dropped off significantly, even though it is... in Disney Digital 3D.
Well, you and I are both out of the loop on this because you have two children, both boys.
Yes.
So not so much there. Although they're getting old enough that they can start to go, Miley.
My older boy might be a Hannah Montana fan, but not of the music. That's
and
all
I
saying.
Have girls. I have three girls, but the oldest is 18, going on 19 very shortly. And yeah. She likes classic rock. She likes Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And
so get a Guitar
and Pink
Hero.
Floyd.
Get
you know, that's what she.
Hero.
Oh, she plays Guitar Hero. She likes
good
that.
Man.
And my other two are four. Not there yet. Thank goodness, not on the whole, what's it called?
They're still listening to Barney.
They still like, yeah, they like Barbie as the island princess
you,
and stuff like that. So I'm good to go. What's number two?
Number two would be the movie you thought you were going to go see. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins made $17.1 million.
Now that's the World of Warcraft thing, right? Roscoe!
No, that's the Martin movie with the ensemble cast.
Oh, Martin, right,
Martin.
I remember that now. Martin. Okay, at number two, good for him.
So of course that means number one.
Is?
Once again, if you
is?
Get Matthew McConaughey to take off his shirt, Fool's Gold, number one, $22
million. $22
million
for that mess.
Now, really, you can go on the internet and see Matthew McConaughey without a shirt a lot.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go pay money to see that. I'm just what I'm saying.
All
makes
right,
me
fine.
Upset. Makes me mad.
So there's your box office take for the weekend. Cool. Let's do us some Geek Radio Daily News.
That's right. Taking a look at the world of news. Got some entertainment news here for you, sir. The buzz right now, of course, we're all excited because Guillermo del Toro may be making the Hobbit movie, but he's also reportedly looking at a certain Marvel Comics character to get
right,
a big
so
screen
that.
Treatment. You do?
I do.
Oh.
So you got
you're
that already. We'll let
I
you
do.
Handle
that. That was my
that.
Big story, sir. Del Toro wants to bring Sorcerer Supreme Doctor Strange to life. Del Toro, no stranger to Marvel movies. He helmed Blade 2, which was, you know, fantastic. And David Goyer wrote the script to that, but he doesn't want to work with David Goyer again. For Doctor Strange, he wants Neil Gaiman to do the...
Word up, yo!
...to do the screenplay. That would be fantastic.
No lie, man. That's exciting.
Del Toro said, quote, I said that's an interesting character because you can definitely make him more than the pulpy occult detective magician mold and formula that was done in the Weird Tales. The idea of a character that really dabbles in the occult in a way that's not X-Files, where the supernatural is taken for granted, is interesting. Del Toro did warn fans, though, he wouldn't use Doc Strange's suit. So I guess he's going to run around naked.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that because I know it's a goofy-looking outfit. But if the lighting is done correctly,
yes.
Well,
like,
Batman's
like
got
you
a
said,
goofy
with the
looking
Batman,
outfit.
Right.
Yeah, it would
Batman
have to be done correctly.
Outfit.
On the other hand, I get it. I understand the fact that it is a dumb looking outfit. So I don't know. I don't know. All right, let me go ahead and do the big story for this Monday. Over the weekend, we heard a lot about this. TV producers expecting writers to be back on the job as early as Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, the 13th. Following a move by the Writers Guild to end the three-month-old walkout that's crippled the entertainment industry. So.
The overall Writers Guild folks say that this is a good deal. They're submitting it to the writers. They're going to vote on it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They vote on it tomorrow. We could have brand new written daily shows and Colbert reports on Wednesday.
Just what they say.
That
union leadership backing a tentative three-year contract offer from the studios, asking members to vote separately on whether to end the strike. They meet in New York and Los Angeles tomorrow. Offers writers a share of digital media revenue.
Which is what they asked for.
Including compensation for TV shows and movies delivered over the internet.
That was
so,
the big one. They're like, you screwed us on DVDs. We want this digital download stuff.
Too late for some stuff. I mean, 24, for example, is not going to happen in 08. It's already been shelved till 09.
Yep.
There's a bunch of stuff, a bunch of casualties already there.
Well,
but
good.
At least
Jack Bauer needed a day off.
It's over quicker than I thought it was going to be. So there we go.
There is that. Yeah. And Roy Scheider, actor best known, of course, for his role as beleaguered police chief Martin Brody in Jaws, has passed away.
Brody man!
75 years old, two-time Oscar nominee, died of complications from multiple myeloma, a cancer of the blood cells. And Leslie Taylor, who was a hospital spokesperson, said that the actor had been treated there for a disease at different times over the past 2 years. Scheider, born in New Jersey, earned his first Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor in 1971 for The French Connection. A lot of people,
okay.
They remember
Hackman. I didn't know that.
But Roy Scheider was his partner in the film.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that.
Absolutely. 8 years later, he was nominated for a Best Actor for his performance in All That Jazz, playing a weirded out Bob Fosse, I suppose.
Yeah.
Among his other acting credits are Clute, Marathon Man, Still of the Night, and the TV adventure series Sequest DSV, which sadly did subject us all to Jonathan Brandis.
That's true.
But other than that, pretty good. Pretty
right,
good.
So, we lost
so we're
going to
miss you. We're
so who are the two we're going to get now? Because they always come in threes.
They
who
come in threes. Well, Lorraine Gary, I guess.
Shall we put money on Britney?
Sure, why not?
Right.
We could do that. It would be fine.
Let's go ahead and put this bad boy to bed, shall we?
I believe we can do that.
This here, kiddies, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the ships at sea, Geek Radio Daily for this Monday, February the 11th, 2008. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com and be sure to subscribe through iTunes.
Keep geeking out.
That's great. That's just great. Now we're
You're going to need a bigger boat.